Bro, what's in a goodie powder? Because I still taste that goodie powder. Crack. Don't say that. Why would you say that? You just called me a crackhead on the show. That's how you feel about me? No. Yo, did I tell you I seen that guy in L.A. In front of the Chick-fil-A doing crack?
What?
No, I mean, it's not funny, but like, you just wouldn't expect somebody to be doing crack in front of Chick-fil-A.
How did I miss this? You didn't tell me this.
I swear, when I went to Cali last year, October-ish, maybe, I think that was, he was doing crack.
And you seen this man, like...
Yeah, I was looking at him.
Like, wipe his nose type shit.
Oh, no, he had the pipe.
Oh, okay, no.
Yeah, he had the pipe, no, unfortunately. No. You got air... Wow.
No, I'm trying to check my levels. I'm trying to get my levels right. My bad. Listen, that was very ill-timed, though. I will say that. My bad. That's funny as hell.
Black History Month, right?
Black History Month, and I did that shit again. That shit's crazy as hell. Let me not.
They gunshots on Black History. Yo, just stop. Just close your laptop. We could just start over if you want to. Oh, we're only a few minutes in the pod, dog.
I'm fucking asleep, yo. My bad. All right, let me stop. Do me a favor real quick.
What's up?
Go into the DM, the bro page DM real quick. Mm-hmm. I want to see if I've got everything for the docket.
Articles. I got you. Yeah. But how's your mental, man? First and foremost, happy belated. I called you the day of your birthday, so I'm just saying happy belated for the people that's listening. Yeah, man. How was your birthday?
Oh man, well needed. It was amazing. I had so much fun. That was probably one of the best trips that I've taken.
Where did you go?
Nah, we can't do that.
We can't do that to the people listening?
Undisclosed.
I thought you posted it as real.
I posted it, but you don't know where
I was. Oh, you didn't tag the location. Okay, so this location, was it north, south, east, weest?
All low.
Okay.
It was all low. It's all good.
But I mean, that's good, though. You know what I'm saying? At least you got to, you know, see some fresh air.
Yeah. We're going to circle back to one of these when we get to it. But okay. Look at though. But no, yeah. The birthday was cool. You know what I'm saying? It was very much needed stress relief. Just kind of like, you know, us, we move a lot. We do a lot. You know what I'm saying? And me personally, I'm always outside. I'm always, you know what I'm saying, in somebody's face or, you know what I'm saying, talking to somebody, whatever. And I just wanted, you know what I'm saying, my day to be the complete opposite of that. Mm-hmm. So I just needed to...
A breakaway.
Escape, yeah. And it was really one of those where, like, I didn't tell too many people because I didn't really, like... You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. I love celebrating me, and I love celebrating with the people that love me. It was just... I had to do something different this year. So I'll definitely still be linking with all my people for sure, just to celebrate if y'all still want to do that, but...
It's not if we still. It's if you want to do that, King.
Oh, I mean, sure. I'm always down to do that. But yeah, this one, it was just one of those where I had to just get out, rejuvenate, and just de-stress, and that's exactly what I did.
That's awesome. That's awesome to hear. And I think you talked about this the week before, how once your birthday passes, that's when the start of the new year is for you. I guess mentally, where are you at in terms of what's going to be different between 25-year-old Scott and 26-year-old Scott?
I think a very, I want to say a very good thing that I've learned in 2021 as a 25-year-old, is learning how to love myself. And that's a process, and it comes more and more each day. So I feel like the difference between 25 and 26, Scott, is going to be how I learn to love myself, and how I exude that in my passion and what I do on a daily basis with, you know what I'm saying, this stuff right here. So I think that'll be the biggest difference for me, because that's something that I have had to, I guess, mold in a certain way, just because how life has, you know, unfolded for you. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
That's good, bro. With that being said, we're going to introduce this pod. Peace and serenity. Salutations. What's going on, family? It's Trey.
And it's Scott checking bike in here, man.
Yes, sir. Welcome back to another spectacular audio experience of the Bro Chillians podcast, episode 136.
136 of them, guys. You on it this week. See, I thought you don't forget.
No, I just checked. I'm going to be honest. Oh, okay. I'm going to be honest. I just checked the phone before honestly. I locked my screen.
Honestly. All right. I like that. That's lit. Because, yeah, I was going to say, listen.
See, dude. That's character right there.
Yeah, it is. That's growth. I like that. You feel me? Facts. But, yeah, welcome back with your also blessed black and highly favorite hosts. Biking this thing, man, week after week. We appreciate the first timers.
The last timers.
And the in-betweeners for coming bike week after week, showing much love. However y'all do it, whether it is liking, sharing, comment, subscribing, turning that post notification bell on, because we are on YouTube. We do much more than just audio. So definitely check us out.
Facts. I don't even know where to start from. What'd you say? Sorry, I just completely... I'm still tasting this freaking goodie powder. Like, yeah, I've drunk that. Tons of water.
It does.
But my headache is gone now.
Right? And then first, like...
The first three, minutes. 4 minutes, yeah.
It's gone.
Like, I need somebody to look up and tell me the ingredients of goodie powders and just send it to me. And this is not an ad.
This is not an ad.
A goodie powder ad would be kind of fun, though.
It would be. Actually, hey, this ad, y'all hit us up. I don't know. We can start wherever. Am I Segway King or are you?
You could be Segway King.
I've been cooking these last couple weeks.
You have been. We've been cooking this past couple weeks.
Facts. Big facts. The last one, you went off.
Black History Year. Yeah, make sure y'all go, you know, circle back if y'all haven't already. Check out that episode. That was definitely a classic in my opinion. And even the episode before that was outstanding in my opinion.
Yeah. I loved it. Definitely. They're classics. We drop nothing but classics. Y'all didn't know that.
Before we get into the docket, I did check on your mental. I did want to ask real quick. Well, my mental as well. Okay. I will preface it with that so people who do care out there. Even if y'all don't care, I'm telling you that I'm well.
Tell them.
Last week was kind of rigorous for me emotionally and physically, just going through a lot in the personal life and in the workspace. But this week I'm feeling a little bit better, man. This was a self-take care day for me today. You know, I got the braids redone, the fresh line.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy Ryan. You know what I'm saying? He came through clutch.
Yeah, sir. Black business.
Black business for sure. But yeah, man, here I am. Here chopping it up with the bro. Did you have any black history topics you wanted to talk about before we get into the docket or any prominent figures?
I mean, like we did last week? A couple of them on the docket are, you know what I'm saying, mainly driven about black history.
So okay.
We can definitely start with that, sure. How we'll lead off. You go first. What's up?
All right. So the first one that I have, and this is still from the same website as last week, OprahDaily.com.
Mm-hmm.
This first gentleman that I'm going to introduce is Benjamin O. Davis Sr. He was born in 1880, passed away in 1970. Benjamin O. Davis Sr. was the first black general in the American military. He served for 50 years as a temporary first lieutenant at an all-black unit during the Spanish-American War. Throughout his service, Davis Sr. was professor of military science at Tuskegee University, a commander of the 369th New York National Guard, and a special assistant to the Secretary of the Army. When he retired in 1948, President Harry Truman oversaw the public ceremony. Davis Sr. is buried at Arlington National Cemetery. So that was one of the people that I had. And then the last one, I'm sorry if I'm butchering the name, but it looks like Henrietta Lacks. I'll let you look at it and see.
Yeah. Yep.
Born in 1920, passed away in 1951. After being diagnosed with cervical cancer at the Johns Hopkins Hospital in 1951, a sample of her cancer cells were taken without her consent by a researcher. And though she succumbed to the disease at the age of 31 that same year, her cells would go on to advance medical research for years to come, as they had the unique ability to double every 20 to 24 hours. They have been used to test the effects of radiation and poisons, to study the human genome, and to learn more about how viruses work, and played a crucial role in the development of the polio vaccine, Johns Hopkins said.
Nice.
So just, you know, just some black history real quick, you know what I'm saying?
For sure. excuse me, and to kind of continue, I guess, my half of that, a couple of people that I have worked with and haven't worked with yet that are pushing the culture and making black history for our generation in the now.
Mm-hmm.
Guy that I met actually through the label a couple months back, his name is Govalis, but he does avatars and NFTs, but the metaverse, and he's specifically pushing them for and of the likeness of us.
Okay.
And black features, black skin. Mm-hmm. And he's doing it in a very, very real way. So I definitely fool with that. Let me see. Somebody else.
Shout out your barber. Shit.
Oh, yeah. Hey, late's over. Don't get it fucked up now because we do be having them freshies over here. You see it? You see it? Beethoven, he's a fucking wizard. He never misses. Y'all go, you know what I'm saying, look him up. Go get your cut at Professionals. Professional Cuts. That's what the shop is called. Oh, I'm sorry. That's what the shop is called. But yeah, go check my guy out. Let me see. It's a couple people. I would say
for me, notable figures, of course, Muhammad Ali.
You see him?
Oh, yeah, right. Shit. He's in the background.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and if you want, you can read that quote.
I'll tell you how I'd like to be remembered as a black man who won the heavyweight title, who was humorous, and who never looked down on those who looked up to him. A man who stood for freedom, justice, and equality. And I wouldn't even mind if folks forgot how pretty I was. Mm. That guy right there. Yeah, legend, so, for sure.
Yeah, Muhammad Ali, for sure. Shout out to Nip. You know what I'm saying? He passed away a few years ago, but obviously we knew the groundwork that he did in his time here, right, on this place we call Earth. You know what I'm saying? All the way up until his untimely demise. Mm-hmm. And it looks like the marathon is still continuing. You know, his family is doing a great job at continuing the legacy of him. Mm-hmm. I would say definitely shout out to Hove.
Okay.
Breaking barriers in the music and entertainment industry. Ownership, that's been a heavy thing. Mm-hmm. I would say that's all for me for this week that comes to my mind.
Okay.
Dang.
How
about?
I'll definitely shout out my girl Paige. Paige Shari. She's on IG, but she is a black queen that has been pushing the envelope for media hosting and things like that. Just being a personality and, you know what I'm saying, representing the culture as well as, you know what I'm saying, the history in a very creative and outspoken way. So I definitely give her flowers. Shout out to you, queen. And all these people will be linked somewhere.
For sure.
But yeah, so let me see. We can really get into it. I was gonna start with some shenanigans, but let's go ahead and, like, we're gonna flip the script this week. We were kind of having this conversation.
I'm on to you. I'm on to you.
What you mean?
Come on, you got the fresh fit on. You know, come on.
What you mean?
We know why you're here.
I'm here to drop 80. I'm here to go off. I'm here to pod.
Are you getting a Valentine's Day gift still?
Yes.
Hey, can I get some air horns to that?
I mean,
you gunshotted it up for Black History Month.
That's sick. Nah, that's sick. Nah, I can do that.
Yeah, air horn your Valentine's Day gift.
I definitely am still getting one at least. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to play my cards right. We're going to see, because you know how we don't really get celebrated. This is not our month. We don't really have
one. Yeah, we have like Sweetest this Day or whatever they call that.
And they ignored that shit. So, yeah, we don't really have one. But I'm definitely, you know, I don't expect one, but I think I've been good to him.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see how it shake.
Now, are you going to be the receiver of giving gifts also? Not receiver, but
the
giver, excuse me.
Yeah. I mean, like,
wow, that's all I need to know. We can move on to me. That's,
I'm dead. Yeah. Totally, how about fine. You, King? How is your Valentine's Day going to go? How you see
so
it?
So anytime. I'm not going to say anytime because I'm not in a relationship every time around.
Have you? Like for the past, like, let's say 2-3 Valentine's Days?
I haven't gotten anything for Valentine's Day in forever. Okay. Not even because I don't want to. I just don't expect it.
Right. Yeah.
I don't
can't
really care for it. This is a fictitious holiday that somebody made up.
For sure.
And I feel like we looked up the origins of Valentine's Day.
We did. It's on. Yeah.
And if it was, I think it was demonic, if I'm not mistaken.
Something crazy.
Whole different story. What I'm telling you, I don't expect shit. I'm just here to see everybody flick it up on the gram and post the rose petals, the champagne, and you take your lady out to dinner.
Honestly, at this point, I feel like, and this might be a hot take, and the women, please, that are watching, don't fight me because I know how y'all like to tussle. I feel like the women really only want that shit to take the pictures. They don't give a damn about them gifts. They don't give a damn about them rose petals. They don't give a damn about none of that shit.
I can't say that because if Shorty's getting $1,000 bag, she cares about Valentine's Day.
She wants to take the picture on Valentine's Day.
She wants to take the picture, but she wants the bag too.
I mean, sure, because she going to rock that bitch. Yeah, but like, let's be clear.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not a woman, so I don't know.
I don't know either. That's just how I feel about it.
But it's a cap if a woman does tell you, don't give me anything for Valentine's Day, or I don't want anything.
Don't ever listen
to that. She will have your head topped that day, or if not, the very next.
Yeah. Fellas, kings, don't ever listen to that, because that right there is the quickest way to get hemmed up. That's the quickest way to be put on punishment. However, whatever you want to call it, whatever your lady do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nah. Dang, I can't even ask you.
Well, since we had this conversation, I will tell you, on my algorithms, it's been really nasty. Nothing but give your girlfriend or give your wife the best gift this year. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. It's been like necklaces, roses, teddy bears that are my size, like just an egregious amount of propaganda on my timeline where it's like, I didn't ask for this. I didn't even look it up. Like, y'all are just trying to push this narrative onto me that I want to celebrate Valentine's Day.
Is that misogynistic?
It's not, bro.
You not wanting to see that shit?
Let me control my algorithms.
I feel you.
Let me control my algorithms. Stop looking at what I'm doing over here.
They said, "Words to you gonna get that."
Mind your fucking business.
Mind your fucking. Why are you always worried about me and what I'm doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit crazy. We gonna get to that too, though. Yeah. We got to. But I mean, without giving me too much, you got plans?
Yeah. I might do a little something, but not because of the holiday. It's because I just want to take my lady out on a Monday, or mm-hmm. if I want to cook for my lady on a Monday. That's just something I would do. Not because it's this holiday. That's something I do on the regular.
Right. Not because the world is telling me to wear red and get you flowers and shit. Yeah.
And if you're trying to book a reservation at a restaurant at this point, it's clipped.
Yeah, you're...
It's curtains.
What?
Everywhere is booked.
Yeah, you're done.
Everywhere is booked.
You ain't getting no pussy.
What? Is that a gift?
No. We stopped counting that as gifts. We
is
stopped.
That misogynistic?
See? No, it's not, because we have accepted that for as the bare minimum, kings. We have accepted this as the bare minimum for way too fucking long. Why is that a gift for me, but it's not a gift for you? Mm. Why do I have to spend all this bread and get you all this extra to make you look and feel great, but you know what I'm saying? It's not reciprocated?
I'm not digging down that rabbit hole with you.
Nah, you got
I just
you got to
open the question, you know?
Nah. That's crazy. Listen, because and not just for Valentine's Day, for any holiday.
I mean, I agree. It's not a gift.
Don't do that.
If anything, like you said, we're both the givers in that situation, you know, regardless of whatever holiday y'all are celebrating or just occasionally when y'all do it.
Right, exactly.
Nah. That's just, yeah.
And what I will say too, though, is never mind. I'm not going to jump down that one. It's okay. I'm going to keep that one. But yeah, okay. So how you want to start this, man?
Well, you're Segway King, bro. So you can start it off wherever you want to.
Since we started talking about this love season and this holiday that's mm-hmm. coming up, we're going to switch it real quick. How are we dealing with fake love in 2022? What does our reaction look like? What are we, you know what I'm saying?
For me, non-existent. I don't put light. I don't shed light. I don't give it a tad bit of energy on my behalf if I sense fake love.
Okay.
And now, I don't know if you're talking about in reality or on social media or the workplace. Where are you taking
all,
fake love?
All of it.
All of it?
All of it.
I mean, yeah, the best thing is to not invest in negativity, right?
Yeah. Maybe not work. Because I don't really fuck with them.
Negativity or fake love, that shouldn't even be a thought of your inner matrix at all. So I think just always taking the high road, have your chin up, and just keep it pushing. You can't spend time down here when you're focused on up here at the tree, not at the bottom.
You're definitely right, and I like that. That's a gem for sure, definitely. Me, I'm just petty.
I know. That's why I'm waiting for your answer.
I'm just petty. I'm going to do the same shit. Not the same shit, but like if I sense this fake love, like if I feel like, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm asking. To what level? Like, are we talking about, you know, you're supposed to be my friend and when it comes to support, you're not supporting me? Or
look, you know, we was kind of having this conversation off air. Can I do it? Can I get it off? Can I be transparent about the fake love that we was experiencing earlier? Hey, I won't say no names.
This is
a safe space.
Safe space.
If I feel as though the only reason that, or you are a very opportunistic person when you show love or hit me up or whatever the circumstance, like giving me love, mm-hmm. only because you want me to show love to something that you got going on, I got to cut that out. I got to, you know what I'm saying? I got to, because why? That's.
It's fake love.
to you, right?
Yeah,
you,
like, support is support, love is love, you know what I'm saying? You didn't have to reach out. You didn't have to say shit. But the fact that you want my support, you feel like you have to show support. That's a bit. That's,
I feel that.
You know
I mean,
that's why I
asked. When you really break it down, it could be a fair trade depending on what you're trying to accomplish, right? So if y'all are promoting each other's business, right? You promote my business and I'll promote yours.
For sure, yeah.
If y'all are on the same playing field, you'll have the same amount of fan base or income, whatever it is, like, it doesn't hurt to do it, right? But if somebody's more popular than the other and you're asking them, like, hey, can you do this big up for me just cause? Mm-hmm. And then I'll do the same thing for you. You're really the one benefiting more from it.
Exactly. So, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I feel like in 2022, that shit, I'm trying to be less petty about the way I do it because I get creative.
Man. Hey, you just got to take the high road sometimes, man. Sometimes,
I got you.
Sometimes,
I need to work on me. Yeah.
The best reply is no reply. A wise man once said nothing at all.
Is it a reply if I open the message and it shows the red receipt? Is that a reply?
That's not a reply. That's a wise man once said nothing at all.
I hear you. I hear you. We're going to try to take the high road.
We always going to take the high road, baby.
No. I just wanted to pick your brain about that, though, to see, you know what I'm saying? Because in the spirit of love, in the spirit of, you know, and you got the drip on. What did it say on the back?
Oh, yeah. Lead with love.
Facts.
Bro Chilling is merch. And we will have a restock coming very soon, so y'all be on the lookout for that.
Big facts. Let me see. I guess we can kind of get into a little bit of Black history, a little bit more of Black history, since we kind of started on that. I wanted to ask you this question too, and we kind of talked about this a little bit. Do you think that you can say racist remarks without being an actual racist or homophobic remarks?
So I'm assuming you're referring to Joe Rogan.
Yes.
We're going to get there.
Come on.
This is not considered Black history.
Come on.
This is not Black history.
No. Because what I'm about to get to, come on.
What you may be getting to is
my The topic black is. History. The okay. topic is. But in the in relation to, Joe Rogan is out of his fucking mind. That's.
Yeah. And Spotify don't want to drop him. That's really just a money game.
Okay. However, I was going to say, tell me why.
But to answer your question, can you say racist remarks and not be racist? That's tough, right? Because, I mean, if you're asking me, if you're saying racist remarks, bro, like, I think you're racist, bro. Like I said, it's no way around that. You can't say, I don't like black people, right? Mm-hmm. And expect us to think that you really don't like black people. I mean, that's a dumbed down example, but I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, facts.
I mean, your tongue is very powerful in what you say. Mm-hmm. So, and you have to be ready to deal with those consequences, whether they're good or bad. So I think if you're out here spewing, you know, horrific and terrible remarks about ethnicities and races and genders of people, you're fucked up. like who are you to say that? You know what I'm saying? These people literally, if we're talking about ethnicity and race, right?
Yeah.
You can't control what you're born into, right?
For sure.
Your family is your family.
Exactly. Yeah.
You don't get to choose if you're black, white, orange, yellow, green, purple. You don't get to choose. You're born with it, and you have to go through life with it. Does that kind of answer your question?
For sure. No, I like that answer. And I'm very much in agreement. I don't think that you can really differentiate because, like, maybe, you know what I'm saying, and this kind of goes, I guess, along with the conversation of prejudice versus racism. I don't think you can separate the two because – yeah, you might not be, you know what I'm saying, against the whole group or the whole, you know what I'm saying, entity. But the fact that you have some kind of prejudice because of where you come from, like, yeah, you can be prejudiced and not be racist, but the driving factor behind your prejudice is because of, like, race. I feel like you can't separate the two. So, yeah, if you say racist things in that manner, you kind of are.
It's tough, man. I don't know. It's tough. It's a fine line, bro. Because I'm not gonna sit here and just accuse and say yes, Joe Rogan is racist.
I don't want to.
I don't know that man from anybody.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? He could just be up there just talking shit, just like everybody else does on a podcast.
Let's go ahead.
I really don't know.
Introduce it.
to those who don't know, Joe Rogan has been on fire on social media the past couple weeks for dozens of reasons. And I'm kind of butchering this, but to give you a quick synopsis, pretty much he's been saying misinformation for a long time on his platform.
Yeah.
Even before the Spotify deal. And now his antics have caught up to him. And when I'm talking about misinformation, I'm talking about everything from the COVID vaccine to the mask, all in that realm, all pretty much in that realm. And people are tired of it. It's been a few artists, forgive me for not remembering their name right now. They told Spotify, either you take his podcast down or you take my entire music catalog off of your platform. And if I'm not mistaken, Spotify did do that for the two artists that did say that, that came out and said that.
They took their whole music catalog
down. I'm about to look it up, actually, give you the names.
Honestly, it's crazy to me. While you look, that's crazy to me because he, was ranked number one for all of 2021. And you telling me that you're most viewed, your top, you know what I'm saying, your top number in, excuse me, numbers man is spouting some crazy shit.
So this is a UK website.
Don't take it off.
Right. The headline says Spotify quietly removes 113 episodes of Joe Rogan's podcast amid misinformation and horrible N-word clips.
Okay, so they did.
So he said N-word multiple times, right? So again, I'm not accusing and saying Joe Rogan is racist, but it's like, if you're saying this every other episode at one point in time.
And tell me what you told me earlier. They're pre-recorded?
They're pre-recorded. They're pre-recorded. All podcasts are pre-recorded. So you have, it's up to you to do the diligence if you want to hear it back or not.
Exactly.
And you know what you said.
You have a choice.
You know what you said.
Yeah, you have a choice.
But it says, the podcaster whose series, The Joe Rogan Experience, is one of the platform's most popular podcasts, has come under fire for promoting the spread of COVID-19 misinformation. Musician Neil Young led a boycott of the service, which has since his music alongside of Joni Mitchell's, Graham Nash, and India Aries music taken down. So it's multiple artists, not just him.
Okay.
While they criticized him, you know, Aries said that her decision stemmed from the problematic Rogan's language around race. Pretty much saying he repeated using the N-word. And I don't even want to pull up the clips because why would we do that?
Yeah, we're not about to get that nasty shit off. But nah, what I will say too, though, is, hear me out. This is Black history. Because it's happening in a very, very publicized, a very media-driven age during Black History Month where everyone is uber sensitive and we are just off of a string of riots, a string of black people getting lynched.
Everybody's uber sensitive within the past 10 years, I feel like. It's been like that.
Exactly, yeah. So,
yeah. Social media has sped that up.
Some shit like this happening, and I was a fan, not even really a fan of Joe Rogan, but I listen just to, you know, one, form an opinion, and two, just kind of diversify my field and what I know. But I know a lot of other black people listen to Joe Rogan, too. Like, it's a big audience that he has in our community, from our community. So the fact that you did this and it's, like, being, you know what I'm saying, talked about, it's trending during Black History Month, and, like, the fact that the platform you're on is not really fucking with it. Like, they did something. They took, what, you said 113 episodes or something like that? Mm-hmm. That's cool. But you're still, you know, the apology has to be bigger than the insult.
And he put out an apology. If you want to pull up the clip, you can. No. He did apologize for using it, saying the N-word is a unique word. It can be used for lyrics. It can be used for ad-libs. It can be used to...
But by who?
Endear one another, and he specified and said by us
only,
melanated people only.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So he said pretty much he had no business saying, using, or even thinking about using that word at all. And he pretty much apologized for it, and people came out to support him saying, you know, Joe's not a racist, I've known this man for this amount of years, or I've worked with him in the industry, da da da.
Are you taking an apology?
I mean, I don't, honestly, bro, I really don't care because the way I look at it, Spotify's still backing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they realize it's too much money to not keep him.
Yeah.
And that's fucked up because I feel like if the shoe was on the other foot and it was a black man up there that you know, said these egregious things, you know, about maybe a different race or, you know, whatever the case is, they're out of there immediately.
If Joe Budden was number one and Rogan was not,
they're terminated immediately.
He's out of there. Yeah, exactly.
Remember when Nick Cannon said, had the controversy?
Fuck them.
When he had at that time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
They let him go right after that clip surfaced, and he had to get back on Viacom and rework out that deal to get back on Wildin' Out.
Yeah.
That was a real thing that happened. And so this just tells me, like, it's just blatant at this point. Like, knowingly, y'all knew what y'all was signing up for before y'all even signed the deal with Joe Rogan. Y'all had the episodes on there at one point and got it off. Mm-hmm. Now you want to backtrack and take it off and say, you know, we're our deepest apologies for this and blah, 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 hoopla, hoopla, I ain't trying to hear that.
There's no way that nobody that works for Spotify didn't comb through those records and listen to those podcasts before they were uploaded to the Spotify page.
It's too much money to be lost for them. That's all they're thinking about. It's all greed at this point in my eyes. The way I'm interpreting this,
for sure. And it'll always be anything solely. But
another clip that I seen of him was he was talking about this story of him and his buddy. They got high or whatever. They went to the hood, some hood in Philly, mm-hmm. something like that. And the way he described it was Planet of the Apes. He described it as Africa. And I was taken back at that too, because it's like, damn, we're back to square one again, mm-hmm. where people compare us to monkeys, or they don't even consider us humans. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. And again, he had the ability to, even in that moment, he didn't realize what he said. He can listen to that. Fuck, or somebody should be in that room to be like, yo,
no, just like the same way that we choose to tell stories, how we can choose to embellish or not as much in any given situation, in any real time moment, you can choose to say any other analogy, metaphor, whatever, than Planet of the Apes.
Absolutely. Like he said, I went to go see the Planet of the Apes.
Come on, man. You know damn well what you was doing. You know damn well what you was saying. Yeah. And this actually kind of leads me to my next question too. What's more important? How do you?
Well, hold on.
Oh, what's up?
Before we get there,
go.
This was big news. Also, this was on Rolling Stone earlier today. Trump is big mad. The caption: Trump is big mad that Joe Rogan apologized for repeatedly saying the N word. Is that a surprise by me? No, because he's not a closet racist, in my opinion. Like he's not even in my opinion. Like the facts will tell you from his history.
Mm-hmm.
Trump is.
Come on.
Racist.
Come on.
Yeah. People say he cares about his money and all that shit. Of course he does, but I definitely think racist. He's prejudiced and racist.
No, he's not prejudiced. He's racist. yeah, for sure. That shit. And you have a known racist backing you. It only get worse for you, my boy. It only get worse for you. Because what? I immediately don't fuck with anybody that has any ties to him.
And Trump. Bro, what? Spotify paid Rogan a $100 million contract. They ain't just going to let him walk.
100 mil.
They are not just about to let that walk.
That shit is crazy.
But yeah, it's unfortunate, man. And I feel like times like this, I feel like our people should be able to unify and take plan of action. You know what I'm saying? If it was any other community that was affected to this, rebuttal would have definitely been... He would have been off of Spotify. Put it like that.
Yeah.
I'll just leave it at that. He would have been off of Spotify. No questions asked.
Nah, for sure.
It's us, oh, he said the N-word, da-da-da, he's canceled. 2 weeks later, oh, we still, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how it goes. Mm-hmm. Same thing with these clothing industries, right? Gucci, the whatever it is, right? They have us in blackface. They put all this, you know, racist stuff on t-shirts or, you know, stuff that they said that they didn't read the room on pretty much. Apologize for
get
it.
The
and,
fuck.
We, and we back rocking Gucci a week later. Not me and you.
Yeah.
But I'm the saying masses. The senses of other people.
Mm-hmm. We still shopping. We still, you know what I'm saying, giving them money, progressing their business,
right.
But they still have no respect for the community or the culture that they appropriate from.
Yeah, we gotta value ourselves more, man, and value the black dollar.
Oh, big facts. But to kind of circle back to his words, led me to my next question. What's more important, how we communicate or what is actually said? The words that are actually said. What do you think weighs more to you?
How we communicate.
How you communicate?
How?
Okay.
Because you can say, I'm trying to think how to frame this up for you. It can kind of go hand in hand, right? But I think ultimately, if you communicate the proper way of how to take course of action towards an objective y'all are trying to accomplish or whatever it is, it's more fluent, I think. I don't know. Maybe.
No, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. So you
say, what do you think? I don't know.
I think, and this is very complicated for me because I've gone back and forth in my head. Like, I agree with you to an extent. Like, I do feel like both of them can be synonymous. Like, you can do both of them at the same time at once. But I also believe that what you say might be a little bit more important than how you say it. And that's just only in my opinion, just because me as a person, I'm a very blunt and transparent person. I'm going to tell you what it is, and I'm going to be truthful about it at all times. That's just my character.
Then it depends, too. I don't
necessarily have to say it crazily to you.
Right. I mean,
I don't necessarily have to make you see it or make you feel what I'm saying in order for me to, like, get my point across.
It really just depends, too, because it's a multitude of ways to communicate, right? You have the verbal, nonverbal, written, listening. Mm-hmm. So it's different variables that play into that also. But I think hearing somebody clearly and hearing what they're saying, you kind of know where their agenda or how their feelings are toward whatever you're trying to get done or whatever's trying to be said at that time.
I got you. No, I agree. To an extent, I agree. Excuse me. I think for me, I think I do both of them synonymously too, though. That's probably why it's like, that's my first answer. Because more naturally, I'm the type to like, I already am passionate about everything that I do. And I'm already, you know what I'm saying, like a very verbal person, and my voice resonates. So with that, I feel like how I say things, even if I'm just very, very monotone or very like non-energetic, it'll still come across with some kind of feeling. And the fact that I choose my words wisely, I feel like I do both of them at the same time.
It's really just like practicing linguistics.
Yeah.
Awesome shit. Mm-hmm. I feel that.
Yeah. Let me see. What else I got on here? Do we care about Clifford Harris, the comedian? You know he's on a comedy tour, right? All-Star Comedy Jam 2022.
T.I.?
T.I.
Did not know that.
Yeah. He's transferring into the realm of comedian.
So he's phasing out of an artist?
You can still call him an artist.
Yeah. But he's musical, still technically an artist, yeah.
Musical, I don't know, because he did just drop a song, actually. So I don't know.
I mean, I'm not crazy. I'm not running to the Netflix special if that happens, I'm okay on it. Okay. No knock or no shade to T.I. I just don't want that from him.
I got you.
He does have a sense of humor, I will say that. Yeah. And he's a hell of an actor, I feel like, in the roles that he has played in movies. So I won't take that away from him, but I'll stick to my Dave Chappelle for now.
Interesting. Okay. Just wanted to test the waters, see where it was at. It kind of leads me into the next realm, too. We can kind of get in on the movies and the shows. I know we got to, it's some shit we got to talk about. But I wanted to get on one specific topic. Can you pull up the DM real quick? The question is, give me your top five black movies.
Woo.
Yeah, sir.
Top five?
Yeah,
you,
sir.
You want to pull up that?
Yeah.
No order for me, because that's just too difficult to do, and this podcast would be 2 hours long, because I would sit here and think for a while.
Okay.
But from my childhood, I would definitely say Love and Basketball. I'm definitely picking... Definitely picking Friday. Friday or next Friday? They both can't go in there. I'm going to pick next Friday.
Next Friday. Okay.
I'm going to go Love and Basketball, next Friday. He Got Game.
Ooh. Love and Basketball. Next Friday, He Got Game. Okay, what else?
Damn.
That's
bro.
Three.
I ain't saying The Color Purple. No disrespect. No disrespect. I don't know if you was expecting me to say that.
No. No, I wasn't. It's all good.
Damn. I don't know, bro. The last two spots. This can be an egalitarian list, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can go ATL if you wanted to. You can go Juice. You can go Who you got? Give me who you got. Film buff.
All right, I'm gonna go Friday.
The first one?
Yeah, and it's a mix because it's all types of genres. I'm gonna go Hidden Figures. I love that movie. I'm gonna go
Hustle and Flow. Is that only yours?
I don't know.
Whoop that tree.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. Does All About the Benjamins count? Because I watched that shit religiously.
Book 'em.
Facts. I watched that shit religiously.
I would say it's a black movie.
It counts. Let me see. I'm gonna go.
Is Soul Man, is that considered a black movie?
Yes.
Soul Man. That might have to be in mine.
That's on mine. You know how I rock
that
with Bernie.
That might have to be on mine.
And then my last one will probably be Ali. If not Ali, Malcolm X.
Do you put those over Ray Charles?
I do, because I align with Muhammad and Malcolm way more.
But I'm saying acting wise too, though, because Jamie
goes nuts.
Jamie did his thing on that.
He did that for sure. But it's arguably that Will Smith, the best role that he ever played was Muhammad, and that's one of those like bar for bar, pound for pound, best movies ever, no matter the genre. So I don't know. But Jamie is up there too, though. Don't get me wrong. Because Ray, that shit went nuts.
Is American Gangster? That's not.
Maybe. Nah. I would put Training Day over American Gangster for real.
I don't think.
As a black movie. Not like.
Training Day is a black movie? Because that's definitely going to be my fifth.
Yeah. So Denzel is not. Come on.
I mean, Denzel is black, obviously. Oh, and actually, but I'm saying.
No. Shout out to Denzel, too, because he is the most nominated Oscar winner.
Yes. Or nominee. Yes.
Nominee ever. So shout out to him. But yeah, I would count it.
I'm surgical with this bitch, Jake.
How you want it, dog? Hey, that's not my fifth, but it's up there.
So what did I say? I said Love and Basketball, Friday, Soul Man, next Friday.
Yeah.
Are we counting? You said we are counting Training Day.
We can. Yeah, we can count that.
Okay, so that's my fourth, and then I think I said He Got Game is fifth.
Yeah, you did.
Definitely some honorable mentions for me. Shit, it's a plethora of them. Drumline.
Ooh, okay.
I'm not gonna say roll bounce.
Why?
I don't think it's top 10. Poetic Justice, I feel like it's an honorable mention. I don't know if you're crazy about Menace to Society.
Juice?
I would say Juice is. I actually watched Juice the other day. Pac was a phenomenal actor, bro. I would have loved to see him as Baby Boy because, you know, he was supposed to play that role, but he passed.
That would have been amazing.
Yeah. Not passed. He was murdered. That's what happened.
But. Okay. So I have a list of 28 films to watch during Black History Month that aren't about black trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is very, very important for us just because we all are very familiar with the mammy and pappy stereotypes in film that are the angry black woman, the, you know what I'm saying, disgruntled black man, the aggressive black man, whatever, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
The mammy figure, the whatever. And all of that is representative of how they make us out to be. So I feel like that does come into black trauma. But let me see. Going down this list, Good Burger. How you feeling?
Good Burger?
Yeah.
Bro, as a kid, I loved that. Love that film.
Oh, Mondo Burger.
Mondo Burger.
Yeah, she was smooth.
I'm a dude. All right, let me stop.
Jump In with Corbin Bleu. I ain't never watched
that's
that.
Not,
shit.
Come on, I'm not gonna cap. This list is trash.
Last Holiday. Last Holiday is lit though. With LL and Queen. Come on now.
Okay, maybe that movie, but the rest.
Poetic Justice on there. It's getting better. Stop playing. Set It Off.
Okay.
That's my shit too. Set It Off went nuts. Roll Bounce is
okay,
on there.
I'll throw Roll Bounce. Okay.
Let me see. The Photograph. With Lakeith.
That movie
and
was
Issa.
Trash.
You didn't like it?
Bro. And it was the worst. Nah, I'm not gonna say worst date. Nah, that was
it
the worst.
It was the worst date.
That was the worst date, bro.
Yeah, nah, that goes down date. In history for yeah. sure.
I'm jaded.
Hidden Figures, my shit. Little. I haven't seen that. And then the list actually stops there. So they capped. They didn't give me all 28. But
Dead Presidents, I feel like that's yes. an honorable mention. Yes. Well, not to that list, but just in general.
Our list.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
For sure.
Love Jones?
Yeah. Lorenz Tate went nuts. Yeah. Brown sugar. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You potted now.
Yes, sir. Let me see. Oh, I'm going to go. Did you say love? You did say Love Jones. You said Love and Basketball. Did you say How Stella Got Her Groove Back?
No, I didn't.
Did you say The Wood?
Are we counting stuff from recent also, like Black Klansman?
Sure. Hell yeah. Yeah.
Judas and the Black Messiah.
Just Mercy. With Michael B.
I still haven't seen that.
Watch that. What else? Did you say I'm trying to go back.
Boomerang, are you? Well, Eddie?
Yeah, you could count it. Are we Best Man Holiday? Best Man? You got to. Morris Chestnut, you got to. Come on.
I mean, those movies just cheesy. I mean, but some of these movies we named are cheesy anyway. Exactly. Too, so, yeah.
But they're critical to the Black diaspora film, though.
Right. You're right.
They're critical. I could go all day, though.
Right.
I could go all day. But nah, those.
I like that, though. I like that topic. That was dope.
It's smooth. Let me see.
Now, let's get to the bullshit. Let's get to the power. Let's get
the bullshit. Yes, sir. Come on. How we feeling, bro? What the fuck? Is that a gunshot?
I know that's what you were segueing to. That's what you want to get on.
You already know. You already fucking know. Because listen, last week, we kind of went off on a tangent. And this week,
Spoiler alert.
We need to have a sound spoiler, or like a button alert. So that we
this
can...
This is going to be me saying spoiler alert.
I'm going to clip it.
Spoiler alert. Go ahead.
I'm going to clip it. Bet. Because see? but no. So, bruh. So all right, I take back what I said about Braden. He held the team down. He put it on his back because he could have went in there. First, Trace could have went on Stan. That would have been the dumbest shit ever. But
Trace gonna get his knees chopped off.
Trace needs to be dealt with because he a bitch. but Braden, he held it down. You know what I'm saying? He didn't snitch and he got my guy off.
And this show is so fugazi. Yeah. I mean, I knew that coming into the season, of course. I knew that since the show started, right? It's entertainment. But it's just egregious, the shit that they get off each week. And it'd be like, yo. What was it? Y'all in this
what part of it?
For one, this whole case, everybody be locked up in jail. Let's call a spade a spade.
Yeah.
This is the longest trial in history of history. This has went on for eons. Bad. This has went on for too long. I was a freshman in college when this started. Like, everybody this trial should have been over. Everybody's guilty as fuck.
They did that shit. Everybody did that shit.
But where can we start? I mean, you said Braden held it down for sure.
Dante got his ass got.
Dante Spears, yeah, he was definitely an informant.
Oh, snitch.
And I was tired of him anyway.
Yeah.
Come on, Nene. Me, you, and Zeke.
Like, what?
We can take this private jet.
Not even your jet, fool.
We'll get there in 15 hours.
Mm-mm.
I'm like, stop talking.
Mm-mm.
Stop. Who but talks like that?
It's crazy that he got offed as well as his son got offed. So the legacy is no more.
Mm-hmm.
Like that shit, the Spears line is cut off.
Right.
That shit crazy. Right. But
it was kind of sad to see, like, they didn't have to do my guy Zeke like that. He could have ran up them stairs a little bit quicker.
Yeah, they didn't have to.
You know what I'm saying?
That was crazy. Like, and why Zeke?
I feel like Tejada wasn't that accurate with it. He was just bow, bow.
He
bow.
Wasn't. He got off half the clip before. Right, he that's got what I'm saying. Once.
Like, Zeke could have definitely used that 4.7 speed and ran
How
up them
not
stairs.
How you not hear that first shot? I'm ducking and moving when we, like, what? Come on.
But nah, he didn't have to go out like that. But he had a great run, though, on the show.
Oh, no, no doubt. He had a great run just because, like, every week I was here for his dumb assness.
that's what I mean by it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because the faces that he was making, Auntie, how you? Nigga, that's your mom, bro. She just told you that. Come on, dog. You're asking the wrong questions.
The scene for me that rings brilliance and excellence when it comes to acting.
I know it. Go ahead.
Was Davis and
Sax.
And Sax.
Yep. Because Sax tried to throw that bullshit at him like, bro, what did he say? He was mad at him because he thought that he got both of them killed.
He let Tariq hear the wire. Tariq and Kane hear the wire.
Yeah.
And
They both got. Listen, and I told you Effie copped a body. I told you last week.
She's an op.
Why? How is Effie an op? She literally just took a body.
She didn't have to do that,
bro.
Because she's working with Kane. Like, she has her hand in too many pockets right now. And this is not going to end up well for her.
That she definitely does.
And that's all. One thing you should know about power, the minute you get in somebody else's back pocket, you're screwed.
Yeah, it's wraps.
It's wraps.
She's going to get off.
So she may get off this next season or maybe the one after. We'll see. But
I'm still
going back to that scene, man, he was like, what did he say? And you framed Jane St. Patrick for murder.
Oh, yeah.
And then the song in the background, doom. I'm like, ooh, this is what I've been waiting for. Rock my socks off, you.
Nah, that episode was crazy. I'm not gonna hold you. That was pretty wild.
It was a great ending to the season. To recap, Drip, from the moment of episode one all the way to the end, whoever the stylist is on there is bodying that.
Went nuts.
He be dripped every episode. Yeah. Kane do too. They be having $1 million fits on. Actually, and broad daylight moving weight.
Now that I think about it, But nah, hold up. That plan that they created to off Dante and fool Tejada into thinking that he was, I don't know.
Yeah, it was some nasty Fast and Furious vibes. That shit, like, was, why did y'all do that?
Yeah, like, what the fuck? And I get, like, okay, you got to fool a couple people. But all that circling, all that running around and shit just to get one motherfucker? Come on, bro. Mm-hmm. All you had to do was send Kane up there one good time and just off him. We good. Keep pushing. Y'all got the drugs. Y'all got the bread. Cut out the middleman. No, it was a dope-ass episode.
How were you feeling about Power Force? I tried to check the temperatures out there on social media, but I didn't want to all the way because I was like, let me just wait for a good week to pass by because, you know, people just want to be the first to review anything.
Right.
Yeah. When I first watched it, I've seen it two times now. I don't really know what to think about it still. Like, Tommy is Tommy. That was expected, right? Yeah, the same psycho Tommy that we love from original Power, right?
The fact that he broke dude's wrist like that on the stairs, I was like, all right, yeah, this Tommy.
And even at the beginning where in his psyche, you know, just the replay of Ghost dying and Tariq and everything that's happened dramatically to him up until this point, that's Tommy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He's realizing, like, yeah, his past is catching up with him mentally. If it's not in real life, it is mentally. So he has to deal with that. And he wilded out of Chicago in 24 hours.
Oh, no, he definitely did. He went nuts.
I won't say I'm too fond of...
Drop it. It's a spoiler alert, too, so...
Yeah, I guess it's a spoiler. Spoiler. I'm done. But I'm not too fond of the actors and actresses on there yet. I'm going to give it a chance. It's only been one episode. I'm going to see how it plays and how the story evens out. And then I'll make my analysis based off of that. Okay. I don't want to jump the shark and be like, oh, it was trash or it wasn't this, it wasn't that. I wasn't expecting too much on the first episode.
Right. And I'll agree on that, too. I'll say because of the character development, I'm going to, like, wait to feel how I need to feel about it. But my one tiff, and you know what I'm about to say. How the fuck they give this man, they cast this man a brother. Oh, no. And he's black.
So does that mean is Tommy black? Like, what does that interpret to us?
All I know is while y'all was trying to invite him to the barbecue, he was having them at his house. They was at the crib. That is why Tommy is Tommy. That is why this nigga is so fucking crazy. And he copped him a black girl the first episode.
You think they seasoned the food with goodie powder?
Something. They seasoned it with something. Because my boy, he got the sauce.
Seasoning food with goodie powder is hilarious.
Can't tell me Shorty wasn't bad.
The one at the bar? You're such a giver upper. Do me a favor. Pass me that right there. Hand me that nasty award.
No.
You're such a giver picker upper.
No.
Why?
Listen, hey. That's all I know.
Don't drop that air horn. Don't you dare press that button. Stop it.
Hey, I'm fucking dead. Chill. But nah, that's my one tip. Why? And the fact that he talked like that is a little weird to me, too. I don't know. But you mean to tell me that throughout this whole journey that we've been traveling with this family, not one time did Kate mention a black brother?
Or Tommy brought it up in conversation. Not once.
Like, how? And not I once. Definitely want to see how this plays out because in the episode when he was going to leave to go to Cali, he stopped because of the number, his brother's number. So I definitely want to see what that turns into.
How did you feel like, or excuse me, how did you feel about the introduction music to Tommy Power Force?
Yeah. I think the bars are a lot stronger, or I don't know, maybe it's just the flow of the original song.
I like it. Song. I want to say
it's not terrible.
It was Jeremiah, right? That was Jeremiah on the singing the hook.
I think. I'm not sure. I'm not saying I don't like it. I'm just saying it's
new.
It's new. It's new. And I don't know. The first, when I started watching Power religiously from the first episode, like, the theme song is what got me hyped. Like, when it started along with the editing, because, like, you know what I'm saying, that was the intro credits, that was something different. It got me hyped. This one, it was cool.
It's still new. It's still new. But nothing will beat that power, exactly. Big Rich Town,
exactly.
50 and Joe. That's being played in the verses. If 50 ever has a verses, guaranteed that'll be played in the verses.
I don't know.
I promise you, out of 20 songs, that is, bro.
50 has what? A lot of heat.
He has a lot of heat, but that's definitely getting played because that alone and just television history, that is a staple.
It is, but I feel like somebody like 50 would want to kill you with the old shit.
I mean, he will kill you with his old and new shit. 50 still dropping shit.
Yeah, that is facts. Yeah. I haven't really been the biggest fan of new 50 as much as old 50.
Give me Big Rich Town and Bitch I'm the Man. I'll take it.
Okay.
I'll take it.
Who would you put against 50 in the verses?
I don't know who wants to see smoke with 50, honestly.
Cause that would be crazy.
50 or T.I. We can end the podcast now. We can end the podcast now. Don't even answer. You don't want to answer that. You don't want to answer it.
Hey, man. Okay. So, listen, what's next on this docket?
But one more thing before we get off of television. What's up? They didn't have to do Lauren like that. They didn't have to do Paige Hurd. Like,
why?
You know what I'm saying?
They definitely didn't. They definitely didn't because, you know what I'm saying, that's my baby. But, like, bro, she's an op. She wore a fucking wire.
She wore a wire.
She was an op. And she was soft. She was really never going to make it with him. She was never going to make
but
it with
she, the game, in the long the game run. Was never for her. She wasn't trying to get into the game.
But that's the
Professor
thing is,
Milgram finessed her into wearing the wire. Yes, she wore the wire, but if it wasn't for Professor Milgram and her lying face.
Angela never and her wanted escapades. To get in the game, okay? Tasha never wanted to get in the game, right? But they both died from it because of the people that they was fucking with.
Speaking of Tasha, that was a beautiful thing about the episode. They lightened up the mood when her and her daughter were able to reconnect for the first time in forever.
Right.
It's just not funny, but it's just like dope as fuck to see like how TV shows and movies can pull strings on people's feelings. You can go from a real dark, you know, scene it's to something that's real positive and light that's gonna show you happiness, and you're gonna hear the music, you're gonna see the brightness in camera. Like it's
a talent. It's honestly it's something very hard to actually create. And people think like making films and doing all that shit is just like what you see is what you do. Like conceptualizing it and actually like piecing it together in a way that the brain has enough dots to connect without actually like making it so dumbed down is a talent. And that shit is not easy. Absolutely. So yeah, it's definitely lit as fuck. But they had to get her out of there, bro. They had to.
Absolutely.
But let me see. What? Kind of a different segue. What was your favorite game in gym class? back in grade school. Back in, you know. It could be elementary. It could be middle school. Because all that type of
my
shit.
My favorite game was your.
I'm dead. I'm fucking dead, bro.
Bro.
Nah, hey, listen.
While y'all was on the little carts with the wheels in the auxiliary gym. Where was gym? At? I was in the hallway macking on the shorties, you know what I'm saying? Macking on the ladies, seeing what's good, see if I can buy the ice cream cake,
the little joint
the chocolate chip. Yeah. I'm trying to buy one of those. $2, I got you, ma.
Not the $2 joint. It's me. The $2 joint. You walk her up there with the lunch lady. Yeah, let me get two of those. Put that on my account.
Put that on my tab. Yeah.
Put that on me.
Put that on my student ID. 2002055 17.
Yeah, you know the deal.
I still remember it.
Yeah. Hey, hook me up.
Really break it down, like why did they never mind.
No.
I don't wanna get weird. I don't wanna get weird.
We can.
My favorite game was talking to the ladies, I guess.
You're annoying.
What was your favorite game?
Dodgeball. I'd be fucking niggas up, bro.
You like smacking people in the face.
I'd be fucking niggas up, bro. Especially, hey, don't let it be one of them days where I got the whole squad on my team, too, and we not playing against each other. Oh, what? I'm coming for your legs.
Head tops.
And somebody else coming for your head. You can't escape it. It's reps. And don't let me catch your ass not looking.
Oh, what?
You told me before we started the pod you were Mr. Las Vegas. You finally placed a bet. A sports bet at that.
I did.
So tell the people what you betting on.
I'm banking on Burrow.
I'm banking on Burrow.
Yes, sir. Hey.
I like that hashtag.
I think that's going to be him this Super Bowl. And normally, like you said, normally I don't
That's your prediction?
That's my prediction. And I just want to let you know this, and I want to remind all the listeners, because I do know that y'all listen and y'all, you know what I'm saying, keep up. But I have called the last two major sports events. If I'm not mistaken.
I would have just to go back. Him. I would have to circle back. Oh no.
You feel me? Just meet him.
Oh no.
Hey, that's all I'm saying. But listen, who do you have? Let me know. Super Bowl Sunday. Who do you have?
Super Bowl Sunday. I'm picking the Rams. I'm picking the Rams over Cincinnati. Not because I don't want to see Joe Burrow win, but I think overall as a talent, Atlanta's just better. Okay. On both sides of the ball. You know what I'm saying? You go from Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp, OBJ. Mm-hmm. Higby, if he's available, and then you go to the defensive side with Von Miller, Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey, and the whole kit and caboodle. It's gonna be tough.
No, definitely, it's gonna be a game.
As far as predictions on score, I got it 27-20. Who? 27-20 LA.
Okay.
I think MVP. Cooper Kupp may have a hell of a game, depending on how this go. That white boy might get 1,000 yards in one game.
Hey, he might. But Joey Crack? What?
Joe Shiesty?
Joe Shiesty? What?
I don't know, man. He's had a great run up until this point. You know what I'm saying? And he'll be back.
Yeah,
This is his second year. He's already in the Super Bowl. He'll definitely be back without a question.
Oh, yeah.
He's made strides already, and he doesn't even – well, he knows it. He definitely knows it.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely knows it.
We're going to see. But yeah, I put a little bit of bread on it. Not too much grip. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Just a little something. If I come up, it'll be a nice little purse. But if I don't, I'm not really too upset about it. But yeah, I just wanted to, you know, add a little razzle dazzle to my life.
Just out of curiosity, any thoughts on the recent trades today? If you're not familiar, CJ McCollum is now a Pelican.
Dame needs to leave. That's my only opinion.
Where's he going?
I don't know. But why is he staying?
Loyalty. I think that's what he's been standing on for the longest in his career. You know, he's seen superstars come and go. He's seen superstars form super teams, either and win it all and lose it all. He doesn't have a ring.
No, I'm bugging. Yeah, he doesn't.
No, that's the thing. Because without a question, I feel like he'll be a Hall of Famer when his career is all said and done.
For sure.
You look at his numbers. You look at his consistency, his killer instinct. I feel like Dame has it all. He just has never had the ultimate team to take him to the next level. And even the years where I feel like he was supposed to go to the chip, he was playing the Warriors every year.
True. Yeah. And that was,
you know what I'm saying? With KD.
Right.
And impossible. Even before KD got there, it's still Steph and Clay, and mm-hmm. they're going bananas.
Exactly. Exactly. I give you that. But I mean, as far as CJ McCollum, Pelican, I don't know how, you know what I'm saying, that's going to play out just because is Zion playing?
I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine, bro. Like, we haven't seen him play all season.
There we go.
And that's the big question. It's like, okay, y'all are forming this team in New Orleans, but is he off the gumbo? Is he still on it? Like,
off the gumbo.
Is he healthy? Is he not? Like, I shouldn't have said that. That's pretty fucked up. My bad, Zion. That was pretty messed up.
No.
That's pretty messed up. But y'all get what I'm saying. Don't do the air horn. Wow. Black History Month for you, right? You get what I'm saying, bro. Yeah. Like, it's like, is he going to play? Is he not going to play? That's the big question right now.
Facts.
He's been in the league for, 3 years now? Mm-hmm. Or however long it's been. It's just like, come on.
I feel you on that.
Come on.
I do.
Other trades. Zabonis went to Sacramento. They traded Buddy Hield. Let me go to that. Let me see. I'm just going to click on this because I don't remember all the names. I want to say Jeremy Lamb was in that trade. Okay, so Indiana receives Tyrese Halliburton, Buddy Hield, Tristan Thompson. Sacramento receives Sabonis, Justin Holiday, Jeremy Lamb, future second-round pick. Hmm. So as we talked about a second ago, CJ McCollum, Larry Nance Jr., and Tony Snell went to the Pelicans. Portland receives Josh Hart, Alexander Walker. I don't know these other two gentlemen, not familiar with them. 2022 first-round pick and two future second-round picks.
Is that a good trade? For the Pelicans. Well, I mean, no, that's a great trade
for the Pelicans. Pelicans, yeah, yes. Because you're
is it
you're
a good trade for the Trailblazers.
I mean, at this point, what are they trying to do? If they're still trying to form and develop a team to compete for a title with Damian Lillard, this is not the team. If they're just trying to break it all off and start again and just start from the ground up and rebuild,
mm-hmm.
then absolutely. Yeah, your next move would definitely be to get Dame out of Portland. Yeah,
got to.
And I feel like he should leave with grace. I feel like the organization should let him leave with grace. You know what I'm saying? Trade him to a real contender. he wants to go to. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He's been on your franchise for over a decade now. That's the least. He's been nothing but loyal. That's the least you can do.
Yeah, that's facts. That's facts.
The big question people are still having is obviously, what's his name? I'm looking at his face right now. Ben Simmons.
Sit that man down.
People are trying to figure out, you know, is he going to get traded to Brooklyn for James Harden? Is he going somewhere else? What are the terms and conditions for this Ben Simmons trade?
Ben Simmons sucks. Sit him down. That's so all I got to say.
You can leave it like that.
That's all cool. I got to say.
But, yep, trade deadline ends Thursday, so it'll probably be a few more moves before the end of the week. So
got you.
We'll see about that.
How you feeling about the Lakers right now?
They need to add me. They need to add me. Trade Westbrook. Like, let Westbrook do like a couple episodes of the pod.
I'm dead.
And let me sign a 10-day contract in LA.
I can't do that.
Bro, me throwing a lob off the glass to Bron?
It won't be no pod to come back to.
Come on.
Because me and Russ will go nuts. I will go the fuck off on Russ, bro. And Russ will end up trying to dunk over me and beat my ass. So, nah. Can't do it. That's funny. But yeah, you can go ahead and oop to Bron for sure. Yeah.
I swing it in the corner, kick it to Horton Tucker. Come on. Come on, Lakers. Mm. I'm available on the weekends. Tuesdays, I'm available also after the pod. So if y'all need a little 10-day contract for a little 50 thou wow.
Not the thou wow.
Sign me up.
Not the thou wow. That's funny. Let me see. I mean, for the most part, that was really my docket. I mean, I have like one or two others if you want, but it wasn't really anything crazy. Did you have something that you wanted to?
We can save it for next week because we are on time. It's over an hour, so at an hour. So
that's a bet.
Yeah, we can just add it to next week's. But again, or no, go ahead, bro. Did you have any shout outs or anything you wanted to get off before we get on or get off the pod? I can't talk today. I can never talk. We never can talk.
Yeah, no, I be struggling sometimes. But yet we chose this.
Podcasting is hard.
It's actually not as easy as y'all think.
Shit, I'm over here almost sweating, bro.
We should do a podcast about like. How it is, yeah, that we do podcasting, like why it is, you know what I'm saying, that we can make this shit work. Because a lot of people, they be saying that shit. Not about us, but just about like podcasting in general.
What I will say, people have been giving us our gratitude and recognition because we've started this podcast almost 3 years ago.
Yeah.
This was before the wave of everybody has a platform, everybody has something to say, everybody wants to talk about whatever.
Facts.
It was way before that wave, so... Yeah, we started almost 3 years ago, man. So I just want to say appreciate the people lately I've been talking to that's been giving us gratitude, saying that, you know, we pretty much OGs in this. We've been doing this for a while, and y'all been on this roller coaster with us. So
yeah, and
I appreciate it.
The fact that, you know what I'm saying, like I have people hitting my jack and telling me when we talk, when we converse, that like the literal progression that you can see is like what is probably one of the most genuine aspects about our platform, just because like you've traveled with us if you travel with us. You know what I'm saying? If you haven't, you can tell, and the proof is in the pudding because you can go bike. you can go see. You know what I mean?
Spotify, don't take our shit down.
Facts. Because, yeah, what y'all got going on with that Rogan shit, shiesty. But, yeah, I don't really have any others for real. I don't got no sleepers either. We appreciate the first-timers.
The last-timers.
And the in-betweeners for coming bike week after week because, you know what I'm saying, it costs zero to show love for real. If you know when we drop, you know when we drop. But this will be out.
Grab a goodie powder. Enjoy your headache. Make sure you get your shorty something for Valentine's Day. Don't get no bullshit ass candle and
Kings, stop accepting sex as gifts. You're better than that.
Don't pull up to the crib with just a candle and chocolate because that's not going to do it this year.
Oh, no.
Get creative. We don't want to see the petals this year. We've petaled out.
Keep them shit.
Be creative. Be creative. Valentine's Day is on a Monday this year, so I want to see more than just I decorated the house.
Facts. Big facts. And actually, it's going to be – that's actually a topic in itself because it's going to be kind of difficult because there's a lot of shit going on this weekend. Like,
that's why I said the fellas, after Super Bowl Sunday, we might call out of work on Monday, bro. We might not even come, bro.
Like, really, the week after that, it's going to be a little tough for us because – got to spend some money for the Super Bowl weekend. Got to go out some. You know, if I did put money on it.
You know, the fellas drinking. They eating the wings, the celery sticks.
Come on, bro. In the city, too? You know the hookah's going to go nuts. What? And on top of that, you telling me the day after that, I got to go shell out bread for my girl.
And the halftime show?
Ooh. Mary J did an interview about it too. We gotta watch that shit.
Okay.
I watched it, but bro, she was breaking it down to like why and how they came up with the people.
Kendrick, before we get off, Kendrick surprised me.
Drop.
Surprise me.
Like, shit is crazy. But yeah, man. I don't got no sleepers, so we just gonna kick shit like that till next week, man.
All right.
Bro Chillians out.
Bro Chillians out.